This will be the 2022 Maastricht note-taking and reporting dictation competition text. Ready and the global housing problem. 1. The current situation on the housing market. The term global housing problem at times pops up in the news and demands our attention. This term reminds us of the tense situation about the housing market in the big cities of the world, where there is a major housing shortage coupled with a sharp decline in housing affordability. In short, the term indicates there are too few houses available in these big cities, given the many house seekers, such as adult children who are still living with their parents. And also, these houses, whether on sale or offered for rent, often prove to be too costly for the average house seeker, the working man or woman. A city such as Hong Kong has one of the least affordable housing markets, where the price for a modest home amounts to more than 20 times the annual household income. Although there is a systematic public housing plan, this offers no direct solution because it has a waiting time for home seekers of 5 to 6 years. Such long waiting times also apply to systematic public housing plans in other big cities. The result is that young house seekers, at the beginning of their careers and being priced out of the city, are thus forced to move to regional towns simply to have a chance at the housing market. However, because their jobs are in the city, this increases the distance between home and work, meaning that they must face long travel times between both locations. 2. Causes of the actual housing problem. During the last decades, there has been a significant increase in the world population. In particular, the population of big cities has grown, also because there is migration to these cities where employment is widely available. As a result, the demand for affordable housing in the big cities of the world has increased too. What does not help in this situation is the fact that the available housing, the houses that are offered for sale or for rent, is not only too small, but often too expensive to meet the growing demand to any degree. Although this is widely recognized, the house building capabilities up to now have remained unable to fulfill the housing needs of a growing urban population. In brief, the actual housing shortage is insufficiently supplemented by new housing construction projects. An explanation for this can be found in the circumstances surrounding a lack of sufficient initiatives, whether private or governmental, to start building projects. But one must also recognize suitable building land is scarcely available within these densely populated cities. Furthermore, restrictive regulations by local authorities, for example, with regard to the environment, make it difficult to obtain the necessary building permits. 3. What are the direct consequences of the housing shortages? An immediate and noticeable consequence of the housing shortage contributing to the housing problem is because houses are becoming more and more expensive. For example, because of the shortage of houses in the United States, house prices have increased by nearly 40% since the year 2000. The possibility of acquiring living space by buying a house is going up in smoke already for large numbers of house seekers in the big cities. Given their limited budgets, this is no longer an option for them. The price increases we are talking about also apply to the rental price of houses. This simply follows from the fact that in many countries, the housing market is a free market where the bulk of supply and demand for all kinds of housing, rent or buy, come together. Nowadays, renting a home also becomes unaffordable for many working families because a renter working 40 hours a week and earning a minimum wage cannot afford a two-bedroom apartment. In our times, the housing problem has become a political issue that is being discussed in Parliament, gets attention in the press and on radio and TV, and a subject that, in Singapore, contributed to what was, at the time, the ruling party's worst election result in more than 50 years. 4. What are the long-term consequences of a housing shortage? Due to a continuous housing shortage, accompanied by ever higher house prices, access to home ownership could become the privilege of the few, people who have enough disposable income to buy their own home. This would regrettably result in a dividing line within society, marking social inequality between a minority of homeowners and a majority of tenants. The majority, thus being dependent upon renting a house, would have to pay high rents because rents, just like house prices, will remain high in situations where there are housing shortages. However, paying high rent puts a financial burden on people, making it impossible to cut back on other expenses. This, in turn, would affect their quality of life in general. At the same time, it makes it impossible for people in these circumstances to save up the initial capital to be able to buy one's own home. After all, they need to qualify for a mortgage. Of course, a mortgage brings its own financial burdens in the sense of interest and repayment costs during the lifetime of the loan. Finally, high housing and mortgage costs will generally reduce a population's purchasing power in terms of consumer spending. This fact will in turn adversely affect the national economy of a country, eventually leading to the slowing of its economic growth. 5. Solutions to the actual housing problem. To solve the above-discussed housing problem, it is necessary for affordable housing to become available for the house seekers in the world's cities. That is to say, affordable housing is needed for an urban population earning low and medium incomes. To achieve this goal, competent authorities, whether urban or national, should initiate the corresponding house-building activities, such as the aforementioned social housing projects. Moreover, city or national authorities ought to assign building sites to contractors under stringent conditions, implying, of course, the housing to be built there matches the particular requirements of most home seekers. Facilitating the conversion of vacant buildings into residential accommodations is another technique or approach for authorities to implement. To interest people in buying their first home in such projects, they should be offered favorable mortgage and tax payments, alleviating their living expenses. Finally, it would be extremely helpful if authorities take measures such as rent control to protect tenants against the very high rent increases. The construction industry itself should contribute to the housing plans set forth above in terms of numbers and affordability by successfully developing strategies to increase its productivity and at the same time lessen the costs of construction processes.